Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative. In this half hour, Crystal will join me and Janet Anderson, Director of National Accounts for Insight Vacations. Janet, welcome to Travel Talk.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Crystal and Bonnie. It's nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Janet. I'm so excited to talk about 2016 because, Bonnie, you know, you and I, we chat about travel quite a bit, and I keep thinking that, well, it's July, that means we can't go anywhere for the rest of the year. That's not true, is it, Janet?
It's not at all, Crystal. I mean, we are seeing, I mean, my best friend called me last week, and she said, you know what, we thought about going to London. We've been putting it off, and we decided we're going to do it. So they just booked our luxurious London and Paris program, and she said, and they're going in September. So they said, you know what, they just put it off too long. And they want to travel this year. So, yeah, so we're getting that all across the board, people booking for Europe and the U.S. For 2016.
You know, Janet, you've 35 years Insight Vacations. It has been designing some of the world's finest escorted touring itineraries. You visit 43 European countries, and most of any of the tour companies, tour operators. You've got some legendary high standards and all those things. And as you said, North America, I mean, just you do it all and you care. And that's what we love about that opportunity to always speak with you and to also work so much with you. So let's talk a little bit about what we're looking at 2016 at this point, because you've got some great itineraries out there.
Well, we have 16 different itineraries in Italy. We go into Germany, Morocco, Spain is a very, very hot destination this year. We have a lot of Spain and Portugal, or just Spain or just Portugal. Then going into France, there's just, you know, we have over 110 different and really unique itineraries to choose from, Bonnie, whether they're easy-paced, or they're multi-country. So it's, you know, it's nice on Insight because people love traveling with us. We've had to expand our portfolio each and every year because we have such a high repeat clientele.
You know, I wanted to ask a question, just taking back to the friend that you spoke with, Janet, that decided, you know what, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it now, and they decided to book within 2016. And Bonnie, a lot of people have this idea that if they are, you know, 6 months out from their vacation goals, or even closer to 3 months out, that they're going to be paying an arm and a leg for things like that. Now, obviously, we encourage planning, but it's not necessarily true that, you know, you're going to pay to procrastinate.
No, it's not. And Janet will jump in here as well. It's not always the case. Obviously, pre-planning, and we'll talk about in a little bit, kind of those 2016 rates for 2017 itineraries based on certain, you know, travel trends as far as booking and everything. But it's not the case. Sometimes it's just a matter of choice. You know, will you get that itinerary that you want because we're closer in? Or will you get the days that you really do want as far as a time frame? But I do know that the Insight, for instance, will make every effort with the Travel Authority to get you what you're looking for. But it's not over. The season's not over. And I think that's why I wanted to invite Janet on, is to say there's still a lot of travel left in this year. Am I correct, Janet?
Absolutely. We have, and you talked about pricing, Crystal. We do have some Red Hot specials to Europe and Britain, and we do have some Red Hot specials to USA and Canada. But also because what Bonnie has said, being 35 years from Insight Vacations, we are part of a company called the Travel Corporation. It is a family-owned business who also owns other tour and as well as Uniworld River Cruises. And so we have the strongest buying power in the travel industry. And so we pass that on to our guests, to your guests. So we price ourselves right up to begin with. And we are we have the strongest value out there in the travel industry on our tour packages.
Now, Janet, one of the questions I had is that, you know, one of the things that makes Insight so special and different is that you design these escorted touring itineraries. And yet, a lot of people who want to, yes, they want to have some tours and they want to have these itineraries, but they don't want to get up before 9 o'clock. And some of the things, because they're on vacation, right?
And I love that.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things, like, I want to sleep in a little bit. And that's some of the things that Insight offers, or some of those relaxed starts. And you still have the expert touring. You still have some of these one-of-a-kind tours that nobody will find anywhere else. But, yeah, you can sleep in a little bit, right?
You know, Crystal, my compliments to you, because you know your travel. And, yes, and you know Insight. We launched in 2016. Tours that offer relaxed starts. So those do not start before 9 a.m. And it's nice because we do listen, and said, let's come out there with this relaxed start where guests can have an opportunity to sleep in or enjoy the morning, a relaxed morning. So, yes, we offer those on both our premium and our luxury gold program. So, yes, that was launched in 2016. Thanks for you're well read. Thank you.
Well, no, I was reading about that in preparation for talking to you, Janet, and I thought, well, good, because I'm one of those people who wants to sleep in a bit, right?
As is my best friend.
Absolutely.
when you're
looking at, like, boarding a motor coach at 7:30 in the morning and thinking to yourself, have I had enough coffee to deal with this? That's why I love Insight, because Insight, look, as you said, Janet, you listen to our customers, you listen to what they're looking for, and you have designed multiple style of traveling.
We have, Bonnie. I mean, I talked about easy pace, you know, for guests that say, you know, I've always wanted to go to Italy. I want to say be a little bit more relaxed. We have something called Easy Pace Italy, where it's 3 nights Rome, 3 nights Florence, 3 nights Venice. It includes, you know, the must-sees and must-dos on sightseeing, but also offers a lot of free time and really cool dining experiences along the way.
And when you're looking at some of your, like, dining experiences, you have, like, the Epicurean Delights. You have great opportunities to really take and, for instance, make them unforgettable moments on these itineraries.
Well, you know, Bonnie, it's one of those things that we said, you know, yes, you know, when we include the meals, or we have something that's called Dine Around in the evening, and our tour director will say, tonight, you know, we have a choice of 3 to 4 different hotels that you can dine at. And most of those times, about 85 to 90%, those hotels are outside. Those restaurants are outside of hotels. So you get that local cuisine. If it's at the hotel, like, for example, Ashford Castle, which is ranked the number one hotel property in Europe, you know, of course, they dine at that castle. But it's important to us to include those Epicurean dining experiences that are local to the areas that we travel to.
So, Janet, as Bonnie and I have chatted about travel often, we're always hearing Italy, Italy, Italy. It's the number one destination. And that's probably, is that definitely something that you would say? I mean, traveling to Italy, that is what's really hot right now?
Well, if you know what, Crystal, Italy continues to be hot. My husband and I are leaving at the end of the month to the Treasures of Italy, one of our tour programs. And I was going to go to Switzerland. That was my choice because I've been to Italy 3 or 4 times. And my husband's never been there. So you know what? it is always a good place to go back. I mean, it's always a good idea. So that's why we have the most of any of the programs is our 16 itineraries in Europe. But Iceland also is a hot destination for insight. So it's, you know, Switzerland, Iceland, we go really where the demand is.
Now, your husband is taking you to Italy. My husband brought me home a pizza last night, so that's the same, right, Janet?
Well, and it is National French Fry Day.
It's National French Fry Day today, so maybe I'll get another gift. you know, you mentioned Iceland, too, and some of those other Scandinavian countries as being hot for insight vacations. And some people have this image of Iceland like, oh, that's cold because it's Iceland. It's not.
It's not. You know, we have, you know, we go to Iceland. We go to the north part of the island and the south part of the island, depending on the weather. You know, we know it well. And we also are very conscious of airlift, whether, you know, it's over to Italy or up to Iceland. There's a lot of new airlift up to Iceland. And so, no, it's not cold. It gives them an opportunity. I mean, I'd say it's not cold. We don't go where they have to wear the Arctic coats. But also, people want to see the Northern Lights. And it's a really good destination for honeymooners. You know, they said, oh, there's the Caribbean, there's Hawaii. But I'll tell you, Iceland is becoming very much in demand for honeymooners, we're seeing.
Yeah, we're seeing that in our offices as well, Janet. It's amazing. And people are exploring more. They're doing more. And as you said, it's not just a cold, you know, wintry appearance. It's not at all. There's a lot of wonderful times. And you can also experience, if you really want to get into that wonderfully cold weather, there are other ways to do that as well. So it's an incredible destination. But you're also doing things with your excursions, everything that you're doing as well, but also with your tours, with offering certain ways as far as airfare, correct?
We are. We have airfare, buy one, you know, get one free. We have some, you know, special add-ons, and those are things that they really would like to, you know, see the travel authority, and they can walk them through on where all of those special air programs is. And in addition, on our business class, mm-hmm. Air promotion or airfare, they're really, really competitive out there. So we have really strong business class airfares as well.
Well, and that's that 100% more legroom. I mean, once you go business class, it's really kind of hard to get squeezed in later on, especially if you're taking a long haul. But, you know, you really relax, and some of the panoramic views, the Wi-Fi, everything, it just makes it so comfortable to travel to a destination.
Now, Janet, I'm on your website right now, insightvacations.com, and there is a tab that that really says, you know, if you don't know where to go, let us inspire you. And then you look through month to month, and it goes Morocco in March and Turkey in April and May in France. And I'm like, how incredible is that? And you know, people can look at what some of the best destinations are by season. Of course, you know, the travel authority knows that as well. But it's really nice to see the pictures and sort of immerse yourself there and go, yes, I'm going to spend February in Egypt.
It is, Crystal. And the other thing is some people only have a certain amount of time. So we have the 8-day tours, you know, we have the 15-day tours. So they also, you know, can walk through and see, you know, we offer different time frames as well. Not everybody has 2 weeks. When I took my daughter to Ireland, she had 1 week, and we went up to Ireland, and it was an amazing experience. We also have special events. So we are offering an Oktoberfest, a very special event. It's in September, but our president, Phil Capelli, is hosting it with his wife, and it's very popular. It's almost sold out. So if anybody wants to go to Oktoberfest in Bavaria, you know, we have this great event.
And you have the opportunity to have Phil with them.
And Phil, yeah, it doesn't get any better than Phil Capelli.
It does not. I agree. So let's talk a little bit about what we're looking at this point. Also for, because I know we're looking at your new brochure that's come out for the 2016-17, your fall, winter, spring, things of that nature. But we're also looking at some specials that if you make a decision to travel in 2017, What can our listeners expect?
Oh, this is such a great time to talk to everyone. We're offering about 80 different 2017 Europe journeys at 2016 prices, Bonnie. And all they have to do is put down a small deposit, $200 per person, and then that locks in that price for any reason. When the actual brochure comes out for 2017, if the price goes up, that they're already locked in at those preview prices. If for any reason the price goes down, we adjust the price. So 80 different Europe itineraries to choose from in 2017, already launched at 2016 prices. They would just need to book. I mean, there is a booking time frame on that between now and the first part of September. But it's nice to have that out earlier for those that want to plan ahead.
And Janet, that's what I really wanted to ask you to come on with us at this stage. I know we're sitting in July right now, but this is when someone comes up to me and says, when should I make my reservations? This is the time frame. You know, it's not within, 6 months, or it's not waiting until the first of the year. This is when we see these opportunities surface, because more and more the pre-planning that goes into all of these different tours, everything within multiple companies that are doing this, the decisions are made now, and the booking window is some of the best at this time of the year.
It is, and it's becoming earlier, Bonnie, because people want to plan ahead. But I think what's very interesting about this year is we're seeing, strong bookings for 2016 journeys and extremely strong bookings for 2017. And because we have over 80 different programs, it's not like a limited, like 20 to 25. We're offering, we have over 110 itineraries in Europe, and we have 80 of those right now available to book at 2016 prices in their 2017 journeys. And then people can plan ahead, and then we have the early payment savings offered with the 2000 with these same prices. So there's lots of great savings.
And we do see a lot of families traveling together. We see the multi-generationals traveling. And Crystal, probably on the tip of her tongue right now, because I know her so well, she was going to ask about if we wanted to bring children along.
Well, we never really want to, but if we have to.
That's why you only get the pizza. What can I tell you?
But yeah, if you're traveling with your kids, I mean, does Insight have something to offer for them as well?
Well, we do. We've seen a lot of, multi-generational families travel with us. We have a lot of people as a group, families that like to travel as a group. Minimum age would be around 5, Crystal, just because when you're traveling, it's a little bit different. It's not like going into like a theme park. But for well-traveled children, yes, we offer great multi-generational. We see a lot of families traveling to Italy. We see a lot of families traveling to the national parks here with Insight. So there's lots of multi-generational. Bill Capelli took his son, 12 years old, last year on a Majestic Switzerland, and they had a great time. And there were a lot of other families as well on that same tour.
That's fantastic. And, you mentioned the national parks, and they're 100 years old this year, which what a great way to celebrate 100 years of national parks by staying right here and, and visiting all the national parks in your backyard.
There is. And my kids, Crystal and Bonnie, are 32, 30, and 27. I'm taking my kids to the national parks next year. On Insight.
That's great. And I think that it's important to point out, too, that you said about 5 years old or the maturity of a 5 year old, because some of us have some very immature teenagers. That's who you want to take traveling with you with an Insight vacation. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time. And Bonnie, I just want people to know how they can get in touch with you, because they're ready to book their Insight vacation and they just want to go.
Well, all they need to do is just go online and pull up the Travel Authority, and you'll see our multiple office locations, and we'll just take good care of you. And our friend Janet Anderson, Director of National Accounts West for Insight Vacations, is always a welcome guest with us. And Janet, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Crystal and Bonnie, thank you. It's a pleasure always.
To speak to a travel authority specialist, call 502-292-4763 or email me at traveltalk@thetravelauthority.com. Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. In our next half hour, we will be speaking with Darren Dolan, Director of Business Development for Viking Cruises. Darren, welcome to Travel Talk.
Bonnie, thank you so much. What a pleasure to be with you. This is so great.
Well, you know, what we love is we love talking about Viking Cruises, and I know, I would guess that you do as well. So
I get paid for it, and love it while I'm doing it.
So let's talk about maybe the history of Viking Cruises to some of our listeners who really like to know a little bit more before we get into the current day. So I'll let you take over from there.
Oh, lovely. Absolutely. Very exciting history, actually. I've actually personally been with the company now 5.5 years, but the company has been established since 1997. And a little funny antidote that came about, and sometimes a little warning to husbands letting their wives and children go on vacation, as this is what happened to our chairman, Mr. Thorsten Hagen. His daughter was actually studying in St. Petersburg at the time, and her mom went to visit her, and they decided to take a river cruise in Russia. They had such an amazing time. They came back and convinced Daddy that that's what Daddy should do. He should buy some river cruise ships. And lo and behold, that's how Viking Cruises came to fruition. He went ahead and he invested in 4 ships in Russia. And from there on, you know, as I say, the rest is history. He continued to just operate those few ships. And then in 2000, he went ahead and purchased a company called KB Lines. It's one of Europe's most historic river cruise lines. And at that time then, that saw an increase in the fleet to some 26 ships. Not only the ships were purchased, but actually the prime docking spots in Europe, which is one of the great advantages that our guests get to enjoy when sailing with Viking, is having access to those prime docking spots. You know, Mr. Hagen didn't just come from, you know, just didn't appear one day into the travel industry. He was actually the CEO of the, at its time, the most luxurious ocean cruise line out there, Royal Viking Lines. So he had a burn in his belly to get back into the cruise industry, and Viking gave him that gateway. And as you know, 2000 we saw the big influx, but then from about 2011, 2012 on, we saw this rather large influx in interest in the river cruise segment coming over to the U.S. And it was quite odd that that's where, you know, the majority of their business would lie. So things had to change, and specifically when it came to the actual ships that we sailed upon. And in 2012, we saw the launch of our very first Viking long ships. These are the ships that we've really become, you know, renowned for. These are the ships you see on our wonderful TV commercials and the front covers of our brochures and such. And so the real growth of the new era of Viking started there in 2012. And we've seen new ships coming on at such a rate year over year. At such a rate, actually, one of our you know, pats on the backs, if you would, is we actually saw ourselves entered into the Guinness Book of Records for the fastest growing cruise line in the world in 2014 and 15, when we saw an entry into our fleet of some 18 and 12 ships in each year. It's been phenomenal 5 years. The growth has been absolutely amazing and exciting. And on to that, but very successful too. So that's a bit of the history of the company and where we are today.
Well, Darren, your history is what we saw in the travel industry. You know, river cruising has been the fastest growing segment in the travel industry, and people think it goes back many, many years of that growth. But we all looked at what you were doing, and the industry started looking at what Viking was doing. And you brought the awareness, I think, about river cruising and all those options that went with it. And all of a sudden, people started saying, okay, well, I've done some traditional cruising, but this sounds like a great opportunity to get up close and personal with a destination. So thank you for doing that, because that growth has been phenomenal.
It has indeed. And we're thanked on a daily basis, not just by our consumers, but the other cruise lines in this segment of the industry. You know, you made a very good point there. Viking has become a brand, you know, and that is... And again, that just hasn't happened overnight. That's from persistent marketing. That's from ensuring that our brand and our name get out there into TV world and on radio as well. I know a lot of my colleagues are doing very similar, interviews as I'm doing as well. So it's to really ensure that the entire nation is aware of the Viking brand. And it's been very successful for us. Thank you.
And that difference, allowing the vessels, the ships to go through really what was historically the old highway of Europe, gave everyone that opportunity to really spend more time in the destination, kind of less time getting there. And that was a major difference between river cruising and ocean cruising. In almost 90% of their experiences, take off the ship as they discovered a port of call that they're visiting, their floating hotel, as we always say, and they take them to a place with convenience, and you don't have to unpack, but you get up close and personal with your destination.
Absolutely. And I think, Bonnie, you hit the nail on the head there. I think one of the anomalies that we have to address, one of the differences I think we should say is we should put together between the ocean and the river experience, and you touched on that, is that amount of time spent off the ship. We maximize the length of time that our guests get to enjoy these fabulous places that we're visiting. It's all about the destination. And, you know, you somewhat quoted a tagline, you know, spend more time there, less time getting there. And that is really what I think people who walk away from their first river cruise experience come back and say, oh, my gosh, we had an amazing time in Cologne. Oh my gosh, we spent overnight in Vienna, and they're emphasizing more of the places they're visiting rather than, oh, wasn't that show on the ship amazing, or wasn't that casino fun? You know, so there is definitely differences when it comes to both the ocean and the river cruise experiences.
And you hit that right on the head, the repeat client who now takes a look at all of the various itineraries says, okay, I like that, I want to see that. And they know how they're getting there, and they know that the quality that they're getting with, but they're also understanding that they get to be up close with the personals, to get all those cultural experience that goes with river cruising.
Absolutely. Since I came from the ocean side of things in the industry over to the river side, and the moment I experienced my first river cruise, I just remember just walking down the town through the narrow streets of towns, and the first thing that came to my attention was I saw a mother with a shopping bag and the children going to school, and you realize you were just embedded within their daily lives. And I think the two words that I like to use most in description of the river cruise experience is cultural immersion. You know, and that goes hand in hand who our client is. If those clients are inquisitive and have an interest in history and geography, and it really serves it on a plate to them. It truly is the best way to experience the culture, the sights and the scenes, all within one single experience.
Well, let's talk about river cruising with Viking. There are certainly some economies of being large. There's a lot of different advantages along that way, and as far as your excursions, as far as really globally. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, in this very fast-growing segment, as we've alluded to on a couple of occasions already in the talk today, it's the fact that we've had to identify ourselves. How do we differentiate that? What is it that we stand out that makes your listeners come sail with Viking? And really what we've become within this industry as, you know, yes, absolutely, we are the largest river cruise line in the world, but that doesn't equate to you're the best. We want to be the best, of course, we strive to be the best, but what it enables us to do is, because of the size of the company, when we're negotiating things, you know, the boring things of travel that the customer really doesn't get to experience, but by our negotiation factors of the height that we're doing, the savings that we do, the operations, being a owned and operated cruise line really is to our advantage. It enables us to really operate at an amazing rate, and it allows us then to take those savings that we are really providing. We have a trickle-down effect, and that allows us then to take the cruise fares that you see out in the industry, these absolutely great value proposition cruise fares to the customer, and immediately what stands out when you look at the Viking option is, my goodness, that is great value, both on the cruise side as well as on the air side. Again, some 70% of the clients sailing with us annually, you know, they fly with us, because when you're looking at airfares that are as low as free, I don't think anybody wants to argue about free air, it overcomes one of the obstacles of, yes, I would love the river cruise, but I have to get to Europe, or I have to get to Southeast Asia. Well, we see that. So by coupling our wonderful value pricing on our river cruise, we actually then couple that with great value airfares as well, you know, fares that really cannot be beaten.
Well, I'm sitting out there, and I, on my list of things I want to do in the travel industry and travel to, I might have certain countries, I might have certain destinations. Can you kind of briefly talk about where you go? I know that could be a long answer, I'm sure.
How long is this show? So really, we have become, we do have a global footprint, and the majority of our sailing experiences and our itineraries are offered pretty much in Europe. As I alluded to at the beginning of the chat, we started off in Russia. We are still in Russia. We still have our own ships operating, obviously enjoying the beautiful cultural jewels that both St. Petersburg and Moscow have to offer, but then also this wonderful cultural experience as you sail between those two major cities, as you get to enjoy the, rural Russia for what it really is. So Russia, really, we do have covered. And as I said, that was the genesis of the company way back when. But as we look at Europe, we really have spanned across, and we've extended our opportunities to discover more and more countries pretty much on an annual basis. If we just take Europe as a continent and we move from west to east, let's start in Portugal and enjoy the Douro River, the beautiful vineyards, and obviously the port wines that this amazing country has to offer. Portugal really has become that little sleeping giant, as you would, where it comes to places to visit. We find many of our passengers have enjoyed the scenes and the experiences of France will then naturally migrate to Portugal, because there's a lot of similarities when it comes towards that wine and food culture that it has to offer. And speaking of France, we really now do have France covered from north to west. It really has, and continues to be one of our number one countries to visit. Beautiful opportunities for our passengers to enjoy northern France with an 8-day Paris round trip, which of the highlights, obviously, is a trip out to the Normandy beaches. And again, that really is, it's kind of a soul-searching experience, and one that we see extremely popular year in and year out. Southern France, the beautiful regions of Provence, as we sail from Lyon down to Avignon. Again, for the Frenchified out there who loves the food and the wine aspects, this is a great opportunity for them to discover the regions, the southern regions of France. And for the true wine lovers, what gets better than Bordeaux? The Bordeaux we offer on a round-trip basis is 8 days. And trust me, truly, each and every single day, we are visiting some of the most amazing chateaus that this region has to offer. So if there's anybody out there really always wanted to visit the Bordeaux region, ladies and gentlemen, there is no better way than to do so on a river cruise and just, experience just these fabulous chateaus on a daily basis. Moving a little further east to Central Europe on the Rhine, what a great way to introduce yourself to river cruising. We have several of these wonderful 8-day itineraries that are ideal, that we believe, for that first-time passenger who doesn't really maybe want to commit too much time to it, just to first get a taste and see, do we like it? 9 times out of 10, they love it, and then we move on to the next experience. But the Rhine Getaway is one of my personal favorites to try the cruising for the first time, sailing from Basel, if you do south to north, Basel and Switzerland, into southern France again, into the southern regions, Germany, sailing up to Cologne, and finally into Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Then we look at our number one cruise itinerary. It's 15 days long. It's 5 countries. It's the Grand European. We have the most ships sailing. We have the most passengers visiting because of the sheer popularity of this itinerary. What a great way to enjoy a 2-week vacation and enjoy the beautiful cities that this itinerary of the Grand European have to offer as we sail from Amsterdam to Budapest, taking the countries again, the Netherlands, into Germany, into Austria, Slovakia, and into one of my favorite countries, my favorite city, Budapest. One of the beautiful things about Budapest and the Danube River, each and every time we offer the Budapest as a port of call, it's always an overnight. Another great example of us maximizing the length of time that we want to spend in a city to see what it's truly all about. And again, a couple of options for the Danube here. You know, we have a couple of 8 days, both of which would incorporate Budapest as that embarkation, debarkation, and it can be enjoyed with more of a German flair or more of an Austrian flair. It is all down to the individual to decide.
My goodness. Yes. You've taken us worldwide, which is amazing.
Oh.
So now I've decided which itinerary, because this particular area interests me, whatever. But you have a very interesting type of, you know, you have a design for your ships. So now I've walked on board. Tell me a little bit of those differences.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned the Viking longship was really to become that vessel that would, you know, become Viking to our passengers, and really has become synonymous with the brand. And we had to come up with new ideas, new concepts. The ships that we were operating in previous to 2011 and even earlier were really not made up for the North American traveler, for that passenger who had become accustomed to choices of staterooms, verandas, and balconies and such that we find on today's modern ocean-going vessels. So it was imperative that we had to design these ships with these passengers in mind, and we have done so absolutely successfully. So one of the most amazing feelings that I get is the moment that I step onto a Viking longship, walking into that reception, that magnificent stairwell, but you just get the feel already of the materials and this wonderful Scandinavian contemporary design that we have. It's very easy on the eye, the use of the light woods and the marbles. But the one thing that is used, the one material is used throughout the ship to create this feeling of you're on a larger vessel, is most definitely glass. We have natural light filtering everywhere, not just in the reception, but in the public rooms, to the restaurants, and to the staterooms themselves. You just feel that you're stepping onto a much larger vessel, you know, and you don't have the hassle that one may experience on larger ocean passenger ships. You know, the moment you step down into the ship, you're greeted with a warm smile, an individual personal greeting. And there's no question for, can we have your credit card information, please? No, it's welcome aboard. Here's your room keys. Here's your room steward. And you'll be personally escorted to your stateroom and then given your little guide, your little tour of your stateroom, advising of how everything happens. And welcome aboard. You know, you get that welcome feeling immediately without the long lines of irritation that can sometimes, you know, put a sour taste in your mouth on your first day of your trip. And from that, yeah, that's the platform that we take off from. It truly is a wonderful welcome immediately as you step on board.
And I'm going to rest after all that. So now I want to get down into a very comfortable bedding, and you have done that as well.
You know, what we've discovered and what Viking has created is an opportunity for a very wide audience to experience a Viking river cruise ship. Due to the unique design of the vessels themselves, it's allowed us to create a ship that offers multiple categories of accommodations. So what we really like to say is there's basically a size of stateroom and a budget pretty much for everybody out there to enjoy the very same itinerary. And when we step into the staterooms, granted, you know, again, that the size of staterooms on river ships are somewhat smaller. And you can only imagine that, you know, we only have 440 feet in length to play with. So, but what we do make sure ensure is that the staterooms are wonderfully appointed, that the bedding has to be as comfortable as it can be. I tell you, the river cruise experience can be rather tiring. As I mentioned, we're out on tour all day. You know, it can really, you can be out there touring, walking, etc. You come back in the evening after dinner, I tell you what, you are ready to put your head on down on one of those wonderful, comfortable pillows. And all the modernization that we brought over to the river cruise experience, to the interactive television systems, to the bathrooms themselves, maximizing what we can do in the bathroom size now, with which sounds rather, you know, basic in today's world, but these were revolutionary and are revolutionary in the river cruise segment. Showers with glass doors, marble sinks, heated floors. These are all the things, these little touches that we have that really enable the passenger to enjoy their cruise in absolute comfort.
Now, if I wanted to look at one of your suites, they look amazing as well. So,
yes, the suites. I mean, sometimes, you know, we all want to do things the best way we can possibly do them, right? And the amazing concept we have of the suites. We have 7 suites on the vessels, and the veranda suites themselves were a unique design to the ship itself. It's actually a patent. Unlike most ships where the hallway would be central, we've got our hallway a little offset. The reason for that was to enable us to offer true suites. And when we say suites, we are referring to an accommodation that has 2 rooms. So we have the bedroom and we have the lounge. And my personal favorites are the veranda suites, the category AA's, if anybody's following along with the brochure with us at home. And within the veranda suites, we've moved them sideways. It's a little difficult to explain on radio, but by moving them sideways, it's allowed us then to provide these wonderful 7 veranda suites that we have. And again, by having a separate lounge with a sit-out veranda and just off the bedroom as well, then we have the sliding door, the French door veranda as well there too. But that, the piece of resistance, the one that we all would love to sail and experience the Viking River Cruise, are most definitely the Explorer Suites. And at 445 square feet, really, you have everything it needs, from the separate, well, lovely sized bedroom, ample storage room for your luggage, wonderfully sized separate bedroom with a French balcony leading off there too, to this wonderfully designed open lounge area and this phenomenal wraparound veranda. Unfortunately, each of our ships only have 2 of these Explorer Suites, and yes, as is in the industry, these are normally the first to be booked on each cruise. So the early bird gets the worm, so to speak, when it comes to the Explorer Suites. But what an amazing way to have to enjoy your Viking River Cruise.
And Darren, that I think it's the unique design of the Viking Longship allowed you to build ships with up to 8 categories to choose from. But what it does in on Viking Cruise, there's a size and budget for, I think, the wide array of guests. And so you've hit, you know, that important part for people deciding what they want to do.
Absolutely true. Absolutely. And that was our aim and our goal, to open our arms and welcome everyone on board. And that goes hand in hand with our value pricing that we offer. But there again, you know, if you have those passengers who, you know, and we love to have passengers who want to enjoy the best in life, you know, they can enjoy the same cruise in the Explorer Suites. Absolutely, you know, without, because the tours remain the same, the food remains the same for everybody. It's just, how would you like to personally enjoy your Viking experience? And the unique factor of the cruise, of the ship, absolutely. What's a little bit unique about our Viking longships is the sun deck, the upper deck, goes all the way forward, where unlike on some other cruise lines, they stop a little bit short. By extending the sun deck all the way forward, that's allowed us to concentrate the public areas from the middle of the ship forward, and then really, you know, create then the passenger experience and the accommodations from the middle to the aft of the ship. It's allowed us also to create this amazing alternate dining venue, the Aquavit Terrace, which is fully dedicated to the client, to the passengers' experience without any hindrings or obstructions. So a lot of thought, a lot of engineering, and very good reasoning went into this unique design.
And obviously the fact that we were talking about this, and there are specials. You said that these incredible suites go very fast. Well, it is not too soon to, one, be making your reservations, okay? You do have offers out there right now, and we should talk about that to give people that understanding that river cruising has become almost the hottest thing to do. People are clamoring for the destinations, the ships, everything about them. So what's out there right now?
Absolutely. And to your point there, Bonnie, as well, and some of the listeners listen, you know, there has become, and within the industry, unfortunately, sometimes, I'll wait till the last minute. There's always deals. Well, I'm afraid to say that river cruising has actually gone the total opposite way. Again, due to the fact that you are looking at very limited availability on board these ships, when you consider there's only 95 staterooms per ship, in order to ensure that you get on the ship you want, on the itinerary you want, on the date that you want, we see a booking window of 12 months out for the most part. That's pretty much our average. When I say that our books are already open and we're already taking reservations for 2018, I am not exaggerating. This is how far out we kind of look. So in order to really ensure, you know, you commit at that time. Otherwise, kind of, there's somebody waiting in line to take that spot, and that's what we've seen as a natural progression. So I mentioned earlier about the great value that Viking has become synonymous with. And when you consider one of those eight-day itineraries with all those inclusions of complimentary shore excursions each and every port, the inclusion of beer, wine, and sodas with your meals, the inclusion of complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the ship, including taxes and all those things that sometimes we have to take a magnifying glass out at the bottom of the page, all those have been included into this fabulous pricing. So when I say to you that these eight-day cruises are starting at just $1,999, immediately you can see the value. Divide that out. Compare that to what you'll be charged and cost and paying at a hotel, or you know, renting a car and going from hotel to hotel on a daily basis, putting in your meals. That's where the value can be found. And the value, again, gets added up, you know, for our lucky listeners and, you know, who may be able to fly out of the Northeast region, let's say, for instance, and, you know, and have access. We're looking at starting on seasonally free air out of there. Otherwise, if it's not free air, it's coming down to $300 or $400 round trip air, you know, and adding that onto your $19.99. Honestly, there is no better way and no better value of seeing the beautiful places and experiencing Viking cruises when you start looking at those prices. Current offers, we change up our offers each and every month. These offers for our 2-for-1 right now with the up to free air are valid through July 31st. And, as I said, 2017 is selling well already. You know, we're well into 2017 season and 2018 open already as well. So there's never a better time. You know, what we normally see as a selling trend is that pricing will go up and airfares will go up. And I think the airfare is the most important factor here. And, you know, get it whilst it's hot.
Well, Darren, I appreciate you saying that, because we as an industry for years would, you know, give the impression that waiting until the last minute, you can get those incredible deals. I mean, but when you're looking at the type of product that you have, and this is going across the board in the industry, that the reservation process is out anywhere from, you know, 12 months, 18 months, people are going and making their reservations because they want to be assured of getting what they're looking for. So don't wait. Seriously, don't wait. You know,
you'll be disappointed. Absolutely. You know, and I think one of the most important factors, and, you know, what we've seen, we've grown our brand, yeah, absolutely, but what's most important is with whom you make your reservations. And I can't emphasize enough from my side the importance of booking through our travel partners. Booking through Travel Authority, you know, is a prime example of that. You know, I think sometimes what can happen is that people can just go ahead and make that booking, but then you don't realize that you're on your own. What happens in some situation of air strikes and such like that? You need the support of your travel agent, your travel professional. I use one myself, and you know, travel insurance, travel professional. These things are most definitely what users travel professional bring to us is a value add as well. Getting things through our travel partners is more beneficial than going through agent at the cruise lines direct. And I can't stress that enough.
And Darren, we appreciate that comment, and we also appreciate how Viking Cruises keeps our frontline travel consultants up to date. I mean, when you talk about the changes monthly of some specials and things like that, not only do we get all of your information, we also get training. Our frontline agents are well aware of the new things you're bringing on board. What are the values? Everything, that a lot of what we talked about today, but much more. So that is a true partnership, as you put it.
That's what we like to say. We are partners. We are definitely partners.
My goodness, Darren, have you come up for air yet?
Sorry if I went a little too long.
No, this is a wonderful interview, and we really appreciate it. And so, Darren, we thank you sincerely for joining us today, and we'll hopefully see a lot of our customers, clients on a Viking cruise.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. And again, thank you for the opportunity. It's been very exciting, and one that I hope that listeners have learned a little more about Viking Cruises, and just waiting to call your agent.
To speak to a Travel Authority specialist, call 502-292-4763 or email me at traveltalk@thetravelauthority.com. Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel Talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you through.